Sally's face is flushed to the hairline, and she's twisted into jealous knots. But Jillian doesn't notice anything's wrong. She slowly refills her coffee cup, adds half and half, then ambles into the yard after Sally.
"I want you to butt out," Sally says. "Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it getting through to you?"
It rained last night, and the grass is squishy and filled with worms. Neither of the sisters is wearing shoes, but it's too late to turn back and go into the house.
"Don't yell at me," Jillian says. "I can't take it. I'll flip out, Sally. I'm way too fragile for this."
"I'm not yelling, all right? I'm just simply stating that Kylie is my daughter."
"Do you think I'm not aware of that?"
Jillian sounds icy now, except for the tremble in her voice, which gives her away. In Sally's opinion, Jillian really is fragile. That's the awful part. Or at least she thinks she is, and that's pretty much the same damn thing.
"Maybe you think I'm a bad influence," Jillian says now. "Maybe that's what this is all about."
The tremble is getting worse. Jillian sounds the way she used to when they had to walk home from school late in November. It would already be dark, and Sally would wait for her, so she wouldn't get lost the way she did once in kindergarten. That time she wandered off, and the aunts didn't find her until past midnight, sitting on a bench outside the shuttered library, crying so hard she couldn't catch her breath.
"Look," Sally says, "I don't want to fight with you."
"Yes, you do."
Jillian is gulping her coffee. Sally is only now noticing how thin her sister is.
"Everything I do is wrong. You think I don't know that? I've screwed up my entire existence, and everyone who's close to me gets screwed right along with me."
"Oh, come on. Don't."
Sally means to say something about culpability, as well as all the men Jillian has screwed throughout the years, but she shuts up when Jillian sinks to the grass and begins to cry. Jillian's eyelids always turn blue when she cries, which makes her seem breakable and lost, and even more beautiful than usual. Sally crouches down beside her.